Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport. The Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
The Carling Cup final, 7 days away. It's a distraction for the fans. Kenny, though, insists his players are fully focused on the FA Cup match at hand as they face Brighton in the fifth round of this famous competition. Today's performances could go some way to determining the Liverpool lineup for Wembley. You'd hope that there's players playing for places out there. The Reds have consistently taken their cup responsibilities seriously, and Dalglish's lineup this weekend verifies just that. Steven Gerrard, Luis Suarez and Andy Carroll all start a game for the first time together. Three changes in all from that 2-1 defeat at Old Trafford last weekend. Jamie Carragher returns, Daniel Agger drops out of the 11. Charlie Adam replaces Jay Spearing, and Andy Carroll starts instead of Dirk Kuyt. Liverpool's 11, Pepe Reina in goal. The back four, Glenn Johnson, Jamie Carragher, Martin Skrtel and Jose Enrique. Steven Gerrard and Charlie Adam in midfield. Stuart Downing, desperately in need of a lift at the moment, starts on the right. Jordan Henderson in the centre. Suarez on the left-hand side and Andy Carroll up front. Liverpool subs, Alexander Doni, Maxi, Sebastian Quatez, Martin Kelly, Dirk Kuyt, Jonjoe Shelvey and Jay Spearing. Brighton, unbeaten in their last 10 games, have already shown that they can be a match for Liverpool. The League Cup affair at the Amex serves as an appropriate warning. Gus Poyet has built a finely tuned footballing side on the South Coast, who've stuck to the sort of passing principles that guided them to promotion last season. The Scouse contingent is fulfilled by Alan Navarro for them, who graduated through the Liverpool Academy at the same time as Michael Owen and Steven Gerrard. Stints at Tranmere and MK Dons have then led him to Brighton. Craig Noon, who's famously known for his work on Steven Gerrard's roof, is only on the bench for Brighton today. But what a fabulous performance he put in the League Cup. There's no Craig McHale-Smith in the side. On the referee for today's game, Andre Mariner. He's done the handshakes. Liverpool have won the toss. They'll shoot towards the Anfield Road end first half. 6,500 Brighton fans. And that FA Cup fever is all around Anfield at the moment. You had some wonderful FA Cup games, didn't you, John?
Yeah, it's a great competition. It really is a great competition. Yeah, looking forward to a good atmosphere today. Well, let's see a good game. Can see why not. Interesting to see Liverpool playing, obviously, with Suarez and Carroll up front.
We know now that the winners of this one will face Stoke at home in the next round of the competition. And we're underway, and the ball's back to Jose Enrique. He's another of those players who maybe the performances have slightly dipped of late. Adam out wide to the right for Gerrard. Short pass for Henderson, halfway line. So remember, first time Suarez, Carroll and Gerrard have started as Carroll tries to flick one on for the run of Suarez behind the fullback, picked up by the keeper, Brezovan.
It's a good idea, just a little bit too heavy with the touch.
The game.
Carragher to Gerrard and then forward into the centre circle, rolled on by Downing to Henderson. He slipped it behind the fullback. Enrique bursts up the wing on the left side. Wins it first, doesn't get a clear opportunity to cross. Now he's rolled it into the box towards Downing, and Downing's shot took a deflection off the defender Gordon Greer, and it almost wormed over the top of the keeper Peter Brezovan and just ended up on the top of the netting.
That's good movement, easy save for the keeper, but it was decent play from Liverpool. A cross comes, shot, it's going in, keeper had to deal with it.
Corner on the left hand side of Brezovan's goal. Steven Gerrard to spot it.
He's getting clapped. Carroll in there. Stevie G's getting clapped by the way fans. Very, very rarely see that.
Appreciation. Gerrard stands up and waits for Andre Mariner to sort out some bickering as Andy Carroll is determined to make his presence known just outside the 6-yard box. It's actually being held at the moment by one of those awkward arms around the side of him. And Carroll's movement all over the place. Defender slips. Corner's not been taken yet. Now it is.
Whoa!
It's Martin Skrtel. He's the absolute master at finding those near post corners and guiding headers past keepers. Skirtle does it again, and he beats Prezivant within 5 minutes of this FA Cup tie at Anfield. The Brighton fans fall flat. Martin Skirtle is on a high. Excellent corner and an excellent finish. It's Liverpool 1, Brighton 0.
Yeah, we've emulated Evans scoring early in the game. We very rarely score early in the game. What happened there? Cal caused a bit of a commotion, a stir in the box, and I think that helped Liverpool get the goal, actually, because it took the eye off one or two defenders, and Skirtle, you know, got across his mark, and it was a good corner by Steve Gerrard, and he just had to get the glance on it. It was always going to be a goal. So 1-0 to Liverpool early doors.
Well, it's just nice to see an early goal. You mentioned it there, John. We've hardly been the masters. Back come Brighton, though. Curling effort, which is saved by Pepe Reina. It wasn't too bad from Sam Vokes. He just needed to look for the corners. Reina catches and smashes one out right-footed back into the Brighton half. Well, it's set the Liverpool stall out. Now, keep the tempo high. Offer a second goal. That's what all the fans around here would like to see. Here's Glenn Johnson at right-back for Liverpool. Short for Gerrard. Closed down by Ashley Barnes. There's no question it took some of the air out of the Brighton chest, that early goal from Liverpool.
It's not a
four
bad ball
by Adam. Downing's got to the left edge of the Brighton penalty area. Early cross in. Oh, that's come off the defender's head. And
ball.
It bounces off Lewis Duncan back into the hands of Peter Brezovan. He didn't know where it had gone then, Dunk.
That's good. Well, that's all you want for Downing to do. Get the byline, put balls into the box. It was a decent ball. Unfortunately, it was just a yard or so away from Andy Carroll.
Adam into the centre for Enrique. He's gone infield. He's struggling to control. He's overrun it. And he's been fouled by Calderon. I thought the referee was going to give it the other way, but a free kick for Liverpool in just about shooting range, I would imagine.
It is. It's a bit of obstruction there, Steve. Is it direct? Oh, took a free kick quickly.
Taking it quickly, the shot past the post from Steven Gerrard.
Steven Gerrard
so quick, I never even
there.
Saw it.
Now, if he hits the target, it's a goal because they all got caught unaware. The referee allowed Liverpool to take a quick free kick, which was taken by Henderson. Steve Gerrard then moved the ball forward to 25 yards distance and dragged it well wide, you have to say.
Loire. Here he goes, still going, cutting into space, lining up for what looked like a shot before Jordan Henderson clipped his heels. 25 yards out, free kick for Brighton. And on the spot, Andre Mariner to apportion that blame against Henderson.
Yeah, he's a tricky player, Loire. He's been round the block a few times. He done well there. Henderson just clipped his heels, I think, as he got away from him. And it is it's a distance where you can score from. It's 35 yards, maybe a little bit less.
Would require something spectacular, but they've got a couple.
Maybe 32 yards.
On that side. Alan Navarro, he's over the ball at the moment. Just to his right hand side, Will Buckley, but I think Loire's
going to have a smash here, rolling smash. It's just over
left
30
of centre, and it's as John says, 30 yards from goal. Free kick for Brighton. Loire right footed, near post, and scores! 1-1. It required something spectacular, and it was delivered from the right foot of Loire. Peeled it into the near side post, and the Brighton fans, who had the air sucked out of them after the goal by Skirtle on 5 minutes, and are back in the game with a goal on 16 minutes from a free kick. A silly free kick to give away. 1-1 here at Anfield.
Oh, it's a silly free kick to give away in the first place, wasn't it? He's finished it really well. He smashed it. It's gone through the wall. It's actually gone through the wall. And it's a great strike. You have to give him credit for the goal. Pepe Reina well beaten.
Wonderful low. He kept it really low to the ground. It had loads of power in it. He knew where he was aiming it. It just required the wall to move, really. It did that. It obliged. And Brighton are level. And you just get that cup atmosphere rippling round. Rolled off by Alan Navarro. Bam! Smashed into the corner. Gerrard placed it to the right-hand side for Glenn Johnson. Henderson.
Awful.
Looking for the long ball. He was lucky because it was stopped by Brighton and given away. Suarez placed it out to Downing left side. Then Suarez again looking for the 1-2 with Downing! Downing nearly gets it in. Did that hit the woodwork or was it the keeper's hand? Something kept it out down on the Anfield Road end. Downing again coming close. Adam crosses in. There's Carroll. And he got up between the two defenders and he's fouled one of them in the process. And that header didn't go anywhere near the goal anyway. Well, what on earth happened with Downing's effort there? He found himself in a difficult position to convert, but he almost did. What kept him at bay then, John?
Yeah, he just helped it into the air. It wasn't actually a shot. We all thought it was going in from this angle, but it's a good play between him and Luis Suarez, and he got in behind the defence, did down, and great 1-2. I thought he was going to dink the keeper, but he just played it.
Well, it's the hand of the keeper, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the keeper may have got a hand onto it, but good play, though. Probably our best play up to now.
Now, lovely turn by Suarez. Two turns into the box. Ball breaks for Carroll. Tried the snapshot. Cleared away by the defender on the six-yard line.
That's what Suarez is good at, isn't he? Tight situations. Great play, Steve. Thought it was a goal there. He'd done everything right. Fantastic feat.
Ball given away by Brighton. Adams onto it. Sends it for Suarez. Suarez racing through. Fouled from behind. Taking out his legs, Alan Navarro. A free kick taken quickly, referee allows it, chipped in by Henderson. That header away, just steers it, clear enough for Brighton, but picked up by Enrique, who's pushed up high. Enrique taking on the defender, Calderon goes inside him, hits it himself, missed the target at the end of the day. Had Brighton really pushed on the back foot at that moment, had to be on target though, and it wasn't.
It's a good run. Unfortunately, he was on his unfavoured right foot, Enrique, edge of the box, and he squirmed it wide.
Bridcut out to Buckley, right side, takes on Enrique, the Liverpool fullback wins it, played out to Suarez on the halfway line, gives it for Enrique, who's following up down that left-hand side, and Enrique's run is impeded by Buckley.
That's better.
Liverpool find an outlet in the centre, it's Gerrard. Forward by Gerrard to Suarez, long shot by Suarez, but he put everything behind that right footed effort. It just curved and curved away.
Yeah, but it's lovely play. It was really cracking into exchange football. When it came to Suarez from Steve Gerrard, he's 30 yards out, but he got the power, but unfortunately he didn't get that direction.
And here's the Wailoa, ball cut in and flicked over the top of the crossbar by Sam Vokes. Dangerous there for Brighton.
If you look, we're on our six-yard box there. When a ball gets laid back, you should be pushing up towards the edge of the 18-yard box and letting Pepe Reina deal with that. It comes in, but we just backed off and went a little bit deep there.
Ball played forward for Suarez again. Suarez into the area, dribbling, running, shifting, and is pushed over the top of the crossbar.
Last ditch attempt
at defending by Calderon. Immense by Luis Suarez, absolutely
fantastic,
phenomenal
defending.
Work by him. He'd beaten everyone except Calderon, who concedes the corner.
Well, it was a goal, and somehow the defenders read the situation. He's beat the goalkeeper, beat everyone, and he's got back on the line and done a great clearance. Good play by Suarez. He's starting to get into the game more and more now.
And Downing plays it down the line for Henderson once more. Henderson tries to take on Calderon. A deflection puts it back for Downing. He finds first time pass to Suarez, and forward goes Adam. All opens up for Adam! Over the top of the crossbar by Charlie Adam.
Right.
That was a great succession of passes. And again, Suarez was involved in the cut and thrust.
Yep, it was. Another good move. We're starting to, move the ball a lot better, quicker, getting forward.
Enrique out on the left-hand side. Downing picks up possession now, gives to Glenn Johnson once more. Gerrard takes it over, 25 yards out, lovely curling cross! Oh, you bet your house on Andy
Great
Carroll,
play.
Netting with a header there. It seemed perfectly set up for him. Maybe Greer just came into his back slightly, but he steered that header a whisker over the crossbar of Peter Brezovan.
Give the ball, Steve Gerrard, in wide areas, that's what you get. It's another brilliant cross. Andy Carroll done everything right. Just, he tends to do that. He should look to try and head the ball down a little bit more, because he does. It's a good effort. You have to say it skimmed the ball. It's a good effort, but it's a great opportunity.
Gerrard to Suarez, chip back over by Suarez to Gerrard, and out came
unlucky.
The keeper. He's lost it.
Corner.
He's palmed it out for a corner kick. Just the presence of Gerrard really upset the train of thought of the Brighton keeper, Peter Brezovan, there. Quick corner taken.
No,
Henderson rolls it in low. Certainly not a considered crossing from the right. Blasted away by Brighton. Forward it goes to Suarez. Dummy to Carroll. Carroll slips over inside the box. He thinks it was a penalty. Brighton run away with possession with Navarro.
Liverpool tell you what,
need to be on their guard. Navarro
to
the
Steve,
halfway.
I've seen an arm on Carroll there and the replay. At first I thought he slipped, but you could see an arm. I'd like to see that again. Yeah, we're going to see it now, I think we are, on the television. What are we? Yeah, we are at sea.
There we go, watching the replay of this one. Carroll.
Yes, he's pulled on. I thought I'd seen the arm. He's actually got all of his shirt the defender, and he's pulled the shirt. The referee didn't see it.
It's back in play. Gerrard delivers in, and he seemed to get a thump onto the ground. Andy Carroll from Gordon Greer. That might be a duel that continues all afternoon.
I think he just bowled him over, didn't he? He bowled him over. Andy Carroll's got to be careful. He might get booked or something. But he's not played the ball at all. The ball's come in. Great ball in. Really was a tremendous ball in.
Above them both.
And he's just like, so it looked like he'd give him a forearm after. Well, he's getting some rough treatment, Andy Carroll.
Goodness me. Liam Bridcutt returns it back to his defence. And then it's Lewis Dunk out to the left. So what started off as a game where you sort of had the perception Liverpool will start hammering them in. It's now 1-1.
Really well.
And here comes Loire Loire, the goal scorer, to the equaliser, and shoots it into the near side netting.
Well, he's done everything right, Steve.
Up to the box.
He's got to pull it back there. He's done brilliant there, Loire Loire. He's took Johnson on and gone past him for dead. And he's got into a great area where, thankfully, he tried to shoot from that stupid angle.
Excellent pass by Glenn Johnson there. Releases Adam in midfield.
Get Adam.
He's seen the 30-yard ball for Downing, who prods into the edge of the box and goes over Calderon's legs.
I think he's lucky,
Free
Steve.
Free kick for Liverpool.
I don't know whether... I think he's a little bit lucky there. He lost the ball, Downing. I don't know whether it's a free kick. The referee may be letting us out something because of what happened with Carroll before, but perhaps, yeah, there was a clumsy challenge. Yeah, it was clumsy. I thought he'd lost the ball, but no, I think the referee got it right. It's a good area. It's right on the edge of the 18-yard box on this left-hand side, the main stand area. Steve Gerrard, he might go for the bend, but I think he tends to try and go far post-ish. You know, he clips it in with a bit of pace, and you've got to get across your defenders. But you don't know with Steve Gerrard, he might try something out of the ordinary.
Well, Andy Carroll has been a menace in that box so far. Surely there's a goal scoring opportunity in this game for him. Here's Gerrard, far post, he goes, he nearly put it in himself, Gerrard.
Yeah.
The keeper, Brezovan, right hand, has to flick it over the top of his crossbar. Yeah.
Steve's gone for the far post, hasn't he? Gone for the stamp, and well, lucky. Yeah, but I think it was an easy save for the keeper to make. He's put it over the bar for another corner over our right-hand side, which Charlie Adams going to take this time, in swinging it.
FA Cup action on Radio City Sport, close to the half-time. Charlie Adams in swinging corner. Brezovan's punch away, might drop for Suarez, drags it down, toe pokes it, saved on the line, it's Johnson!
Yes!
Glenn Johnson's header just about makes its way through. Perfect time to score. Brighton have held out for about 15 minutes, and Glenn Johnson steers it past Brezovan, and Liverpool again take the lead in the game.
Yeah,
Liverpool 2, Brighton 1. And what a fabulous time to make that impact.
Yeah, it was a melee, wasn't it? The corner came in, goalie pushed out. Suarez done well initially. It's an own goal. It's Steve Johnson's had the last header. He's headed it goalward. And it's ricocheted off a... Johnson might get the goal, but it could be an own goal. And, hey, right on half-time, that's a great time to get a goal because... We all know what the FA Cup's like, you know, and always a great time to get a goal just before half time. Takes the sting out of them in many, many ways. He's been disappointing Henderson for me this half, Steve. He really has. He's on the ball now.
Down to the right wing he goes.
He's lost the ball. He really has. He looks a bit like a fish out of water compared to the other players. I don't want to be on his case, but he's struggled a bit. But hey, we're winning 2-1. You know, you've got to give Brighton full credit. You know, he conceded early. You know, they stuck in there. They got a real good strike from a free kick, Loire Loire. Then it was all about Liverpool then for me. I think we just, you know, we upped the ante. We played some good football. We created some good chances. And, you know, I think we totally got what we deserved at you know, the last minute there. We're getting a bit of a scrambled effort, but we'll take it.
Got Carroll, got Suarez, got Gerrard playing. And it's two defenders who've scored on goal.
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah. No comment. But it does look better. better. You know, we do look more likely to create things. And we've seen one or two real good instances of what Suarez is all about, haven't we, with his, you know, close skills inside the box. He's unmarkable. Fantastic. Pity he didn't score that goal. And then one off the line when he thought he scored again. So that's a good sign. You know, he's been out for some time. Last week he looked a bit rusty. He needs this game as well.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a Brighton substitution taking place. This is Craig New. Now, he had a huge impact in the game at the Amex Stadium earlier in the season. So 30 for 11. Will Buckley is replaced by Craig New. This is the young chap who was involved in building Stephen Gerrard's roof when his house was built. And Noon goes over to the right-hand side of the Brighton midfield. He's a creative type, and one that's been heavily linked with a move to Liverpool's forthcoming opponents in the Carling Cup final, Cardiff. They've already offered over £1 million for him. That was turned down. Maybe the summer we'll see some movement on that front. So Liverpool shooting towards the Kop end in the second half of the game. Missed kick by Suarez.
Okay, though.
To the right side of the Brighton box. Back to Suarez again. Onto his right foot. Tries to dink the keeper. Caught in the centre of his goal.
And he's in the thick of things. Resident. Just over 3 minutes gone, and Suarez has been on the ball in that hole on three or four occasions straight away, second half. They can't afford to give him that much space. He'll make them pay.
Tipped forward by Suarez now. This is a good run from Enrique. High line, he's got men in the box. Chips it over. Carroll going for the header. Steered away from Greer. Gerrard on the half volley. Oh, and he nearly got deflected in off Henderson. Just misses in the end. Stephen Gerrard looked like he was going to smash one into the corner. Henderson, did he try and divert it? Was it just a bit of luck? I'm not sure.
No, he tried to divert it. He's running back away from goal, and Steve Gerrard's volley comes in, and he's tried to flick it, and he's flicked it narrowly wide.
Stephen Gerrard nearly prods it forward. It's volley forward instead by Henderson. Suarez saw it coming over the top. Keeper's missed it. Suarez gets there. Taking past the defender. That's handball.
Oh!
Sure penalty. That's 100%. That's a 200% penalty.
Now they've missed that. The linesman
and
the referee.
How on earth did the linesman and the referee bypass that moment? The keeper slipped. Suarez got up off the floor himself. And Suarez then tried to chip the ball past the defender. Well, it was clearly palmed down by him. No penalty kick given.
Well, it looked cast certainty. A penalty and a sending off. But the referee and the linesman both, and the linesman should have seen it as well. I'd be interested to see that again, Steve, but Suarez didn't make a song and dance about it, did he? That's the only thing to have to say that could benefit Brighton, but we'll look cast iron for me, didn't it? Yeah.
Most of us in this stand could see it. Miss Henderson, forward ball, headed away by Lewis Dunk towards the halfway. Good strong work by Skirtle to dig it out from underneath Vokes. Set Liverpool off again. Downing shot, palmed hand, two hands down by the keeper, Brezovan. Good and effort. Away in the end to the left-hand side for a Liverpool throw.
Good effort by Downing. Goalie, he saved it fairly easily, I have to say. He pushed it back out.
Throw in left wing. Downing now back down the line for Charlie Adam. And here's Stephen Gerrard. Prods it forward. Lovely, delicately placed ball. Finds Carroll. Then a shot from Henderson. Right into the midriff of Peter Brezovan. You get the sense that Liverpool are building up to a third goal in the game.
Well, we might finally get that replay, Steve. There we go. Suarez slipped and then the goalkeeper missed it. There's only Suarez with the goal. No.
Was it not a handball?
No, I don't think it was, you know. I think it was a good decision. I think he come off his foot, Steve.
Told you my eyesight's
yeah.
going.
Yeah, well, mine is as well, because like, but the only thing is Suarez didn't make a song and dance about it, so, you know, just...
I've just watched that replay. I think you're right. He's come off his feet.
Mm.
It looked like his hand from it. An illusion. That's what we'll put it down to.
That's a good shout, Steve. That's an illusion.
Old age and an illusion. Season. Liverpool 2, Brighton 1. Johnson back into Stephen Gerrard. Diverts it past Navarro in midfield for Suarez. Suarez looks for the return ball. It's missed Gerrard, but Carroll's behind him.
Nice.
A 1-2 involving Carroll and Gerrard, and then release for Downing. Opportunities for Carroll!
A great goal.
Smash great goal. Left corner. Brilliant build-up. 1-2's all over the park. And at the end of the day, An absolute cracker of a finish by Andy Carroll. What? Liverpool 3, Brighton 1. Well deserved, well finished, and a smile from ear to ear for Andy Carroll.
Well, you said you were right, the goal was coming. You could sense it. Been playing quite well second half. And I think it's Downing's first ever assist, really. He done well, he picked Andy Carroll out. It's a great finish. It really is a super finish by Andy Carroll with his left foot. He's coming across the play, meeting the ball, and he's just guided it into the corner. Lovely move from Liverpool, lovely goal, and you'd expect that to be our passage to the quarter-finals in a game with Stoke City.
3-1 Liverpool, 57 minutes played now. The scarves are going round above the heads. I think there's just an all-round common consensus of relief for Andy Carroll as well with that goal.
Yeah, do you know what? It's a good technique, you know. It's not an easy technique the way he took that goal.
Calderon puts it back into the Liverpool box and getting back to defend. Jamie Carragher flicked it away from Volk's head. Lualoa picks up left side of the Liverpool box, crashes one in right through everyone.
Well, nearly a great reply from Brighton. Great defending from Jamie Carragher. We know what he's all about. That's brilliant defending. When the first ball came in, the initial ball, and he snuffed out the danger, Steve. It's a great header from him. And then Lualoa just fired another ball right across the six-yard box. And nearly a great reply from Brighton.
Here's Navarro. Ooh. Oh, nearly had a deflected shot towards Reina. Instead came out to Lualoa on the left wing. Step over by him. Released it low into the box. Oh, past everyone. And in front of Ashley Barnes, and it's brought out by Gerrard. Opportunity on the break. The pace of Gerrard is tearing into the Brighton half. Still the skipper. Rolls it on. Oh, too much for Downing, Stephen.
Pity.
Downing made a hell of a run to try and get there, and Stephen really didn't help him out.
Pity, Steve, wasn't it? We're 4-3, and you'd expect, you know, Steve to pick him out. He tried to get feet down and in for the goal, didn't he? But the game's opened up, because what Brighton are doing now, they're trying to go for it and send men forward and leaving themselves susceptible at the back.
Gerrard this time rolls it into the path of Johnson, who missed it with two defenders around him. Suarez nearly took over. El Abda instead breaks out to the left wing and then cuts it into touch. Liverpool throw right.
Takes no prisoners, that El Abda, does he?
Yeah. He's a tough-looking soul, isn't he? Nice to hear, as Liverpool with a commanding lead at the moment. Paul forwards to Suarez, edge of the area, turns his man, strikes a shot, closed down by Gordon Greer.
Just not happening for him today. He's done everything but score, Suarez, hasn't he? Again, his movement's better, he's looking really sharp, Steve.
Oh, Brighton find it impossible to read Luis Suarez. All around the box, Suarez to Henderson, back to Suarez. Oh, it broke past him, didn't mean to, and a shot from Downing on the far left-hand side.
Very speculative, guys.
Well, it was, but it's a sign that he's confident.
Yeah. It's got to be something really special there. We had men in the box.
Henderson once again to tip it forward, and he'll catch up with his own ball. Over the halfway line he goes. He just lofted a high one. Steven Gerrard will be watching the bounce. Navarro's missed it. Gerrard watching it. Gerrard for four. Keeper's made a great save. Gerrard keeps it in. And it's turned in 4-1. At the end of the day. Pure persistence from the skipper.
Well done, brilliant.
His final
brilliant there.
Attempt came off the defender. That could be construed as a second own goal of the game. But Steven Gerrard certainly claiming it and certainly masterminding it. Liverpool 4, Brighton 1.
Well, it's the same lad got involved. Bridcut, I think. Henderson done well on the right hand side, burst away. And he's just, it's an hopeful ball into the box. And they've defended it awfully. Steve Gerrard first. If it was saved, the second one's gone in. It's not an own goal. It's the lads go back in line to try and stop it. But Steve Gerrard's put it in from a real obscure angle. And 4-1 for Liverpool. Safely into the quarterfinals now.
Liam Bridcut, but Steven Gerrard, just the absolute general enthusiasm to try and finish that off. Glenn Johnson, that's nice quick play from Suarez. He's put it out to Carroll, right in the box. Curling cross, looking for Johnson. Diverted by the head of Noon, steers it away from the Brighton box and over to the far right hand side. Stuart Downing now wheeling round his man Barnes, releases it for Suarez. He's just outside the box. Quick ball into the feet of Gerrard, cross the face of goal. Oh, he's come off the defender as he takes it into his net.
Goal.
Lewis Dunk. It's a fifth, and that was an own goal!
You feel sorry for him a little bit.
Goodness
there,
me! Well, is that two own goals in the game, or possibly even three? Some might conceive it.
Nah.
Well, Dunk has taken that over his line. And that one was just calamitous. He volleyed it to bring it down. He was caught in two minds as to what to do with it. And he's taken it over the line. Unbelievably, chronically bad. And Brighton have sunk. Liverpool 5, Brighton 1, and Liverpool know that an FA Cup tie with Stoke is now afoot. I think that's possibly three own goals, John.
Steve Gerrard, you can't give it own goal.
Well, I don't know what... Can anyone tell us in the office who's that been credited to? Yeah, TV accredited own goal. Well, I know Gerrard will claim it, but you don't know whether it was going in. Well, how often do you see three own goals in a game? Bizarre. Navarro, 5-1. An overwhelming glut of own goals in this game today.
Six here, could be
Liverpool
six.
Now looking for six. It's Carroll, edge of the box, strikes it, keeper saves, and headed back by Lewis Dunk to his
TV.
You don't want to head it back anywhere near your own net if you're in a Brighton shirt.
He should have took it on there, Andy Carroll. He had loads of room to take it on one-on-one with keeper. Oh, give it to Suarez, and he's had a shot. Good shot, good save, decent save.
Forward that goes from Calderon, headed back by Martin Skrtel. Down it comes off the head of Andy Carroll. Luis Suarez, tees up count, six. Down for a penalty. Yeah, Noon. He wouldn't want to be known for this, but Noon brings down counts, and he would have scored if Noon hadn't fouled him.
Yeah, he would have.
And instead, it's from the spot.
And Count will take it, won't he?
Well, Count's calling for it. Is there an opportunity to give it to someone else? Adam won't give it to Count at the moment. Suarez wants it. Yeah, I think basically Couch has been relieved of penalty
Suarez
duty.
Is having it.
Suarez wants to take it. Kenny Dalglish signalled the number, didn't he from the bench?
He must have a little fiver on Suarez for last goal. Because I tell you what, he's missed his last one. Awful. It was awful last one. The one, if you remember, he's got an opportunity to score a goal which he deserved. But will he?
Suarez, cop end to make it six for Liverpool ahead of the cup final. Missed it, chance to follow it up. Oh, he's missed that as well, taking it over the dead ball line. Well, perhaps penalties aren't his thing.
I didn't fancy him, I have to say.
Keeper never moved, did he? And it was easy at the end of the day.
It was an absolutely awful penalty. He's tried to do the little shimmy, and in the end, the goalie sent him the wrong way.
Corner kick, Adam with this corner. It's off the crossbar. Someone's headed it from the ruck, and it's gone out for a goal kick.
I think
couldn't
that was
quite clearly
count.
See. Was it count?
Hit the bar. Good effort. See, I think he wanted to give him Suarez a goal, but it's 5-1. We're through, so there's no harm done. But you just don't want to hurt the fella's confidence, you know, with regards to penalty. It was a terrible penalty, I have to say. It really was. The goalie was on the floor when he passed it to him.
I think Kout would have crashed that home as well. An attempt to install goal confidence ahead of the cup final by
maybe
Kenny?
So. Maybe
he held
so.
His hands up, didn't he? Yeah. He said seven, quite clearly. Get Suarez to take it. And here he is, edge of the box. Still might be a goal in it. His shot gets a ricochet and it's deflected out by Lewis Dunk.
It's like attacking defence now, you know. Liverpool are just like coming forward like a red wave every time we get the ball. 6-1 would have been harsh on Brighton, wouldn't it, to be fair? They
still might be, John.
I know, there's still 10 minutes, 12 minutes to go, so you wouldn't bet against another goal coming. That's
Charlie Adam from the corner. That's headed nearly clear by Barnes, out by Calderon. Volley in, and Count tries to then turn it towards the keeper, saved by Peter Brezovan. Suarez pressurising the defence back, rolls it down the left side for the overlap. Enrique lifts it up, it's Carroll, surely!
Yes.
Suarez now!
Suarez.
Cop end! He gets his goal before the cup final. An easy, nodded header down by Luis Suarez. And if ever there was a game where you'd have expected him to score, this was the one, because Brighton have crumbled.
Yeah.
They're a mess, and Liverpool are running rampant all over them. Liverpool 6, Brighton 1. When was the last time the Reds scored 6 here? They're enjoying their football.
Yeah, it was counter-attack Liverpool with pace. And Enrique done well. 70, 80 yards run. He chipped it far post for Carroll, who headed it right across the face of goal where Suarez was waiting. eagerly waiting to score. He won't get an easier goal than that, but more importantly, he can eradicate the thoughts of missing a penalty, even though we've won the game and we're in the next round of the cup. It's always nice to get your name on the score sheet. Your elbows are getting worse, you know.
Well, do you know where I've got it from? The past
me.
Master. You. Spent 10 years being elbowed in the ribs, so I'm finally giving you a bit back.
Fair play, then. Fair play.
Opportunity for Vicente. Chance. Lines it up well and smashes one wide. Just had a wonderful opportunity to curl one in.
I was just talking about how well we defended, and then he went through us for the first time in the second half like butter. And Vicente, he couldn't hold his nerve.
Johnson now infield for John Joe Shelby.
Oh, dear.
Shelby, streaker on the pitch. Yeah, full on streaker. Just socks and shoes. Thumbs up to Carragher. Not many of the players laughing. And I'm not sure many of the stewards want to go and touch that. Why would you?
Not being funny. He's just going off now, but if that's all he's got to offer, I wouldn't be running on the pitch, to be quite honest.
Well, why is he covering himself up now?
There's not much to cover up.
It's
like a walnut whip.
He just spent 15 seconds on the pitch bearing all with his hands in the air, and then when the steward gets hold of him, he places his hands over his cup. As if there was something to hide at that point in time. Oh, off he goes.
Oh, dear me.
I tell you what. That buttock wobble to that far corner flag is quite disturbing.
He's getting rounds of applause from the people from Brighton. In the corner, they're clapping. He just might have saved Brighton from going 7-1 behind, because Liverpool were in the ascendancy.
Jamie Carragher on the right of his own. Carragher finds it funny. No one else does, I don't think.
That's it.
Full time. Liverpool 6, Brighton 1. The quarterfinals of the FA Cup beckons. It's a tie with Stoke at home. Liverpool beat Brighton by 6-1. There's 3 Oggies in this match, or at least one of them to be debated.
2.
Stephen Gerrard might just go down as his own goal. Liverpool 6, Brighton 1. Men against boys by the end of the day. But it was about time Liverpool put on a performance at Anfield where they scored an absolute hatful. It was today, and it seemed Brighton knocked out of the cup. And Liverpool could still be on course for a double Wembley appearance. 2 finals. You hope, you pray, it might just happen. Liverpool 6, Brighton 1.
Second half was much better, Steve. We had more space, didn't we, really? Because to be fair to Brighton, you know, 2-1, then 3-1. They kept on going forward and trying to get forward and trying to create chances and left themselves widely exposed at the back. And we capitalised on it, you know. The finishing was good. Some good finishing, some good goals. I know you've been talking about the dubious one, Steve Gerrard, but he took it really well, Steve Gerrard, from a
yes,
very
good time. Yes, he deserved it, because he had one attempt, he didn't give up.
No,
he threw himself into it.
I've seen goals like that, and I've scored a goal for Liverpool against Middlesbrough exactly like that, which went in off a defender who was on the line, and it's a goal. But now, you know, we're through to the quarter-final. Thankfully, we've got a home draw. Thankfully, we haven't got a replay and have to go down to Brighton as well, Steve.
Oh, that was
a bad thought coming to this game today in a half time. So yeah, you know, we're in the quarters. Evan are in the quarters. We've avoided each other. We've both got home draws. So we've both got an opportunity and maybe meeting each other at Wembley, which would be absolutely magnificent for the city. Even if it was in the semi-finals, I'd take that now, you know, because it'd be a great day for us all. But who knows? It might be the final, which is an even better thought.
I have to say Suarez lets up my day. I mean, you do focus on him because it's Suarez, but some of the things he did out there today, there aren't players in the Liverpool team who could produce it. Movement on the ball is just
balance,
unbelievable.
It's balance at times. It's just phenomenal. Last week I was watching him. He was a little bit rusty last week, wasn't he? I know he got the goal at the end. That's two goals in 2 games, which is great for him. And I thought he was terrific today.
Bit of an embarrassing penalty miss, and I'm sure we'll discuss that in a little bit more.
That was the only downside. That's the only downside to his game.
Do you not just? And it's easy for me to say it. Does he not just step up and smash it? Because it didn't appear there was any conviction in that.
He tried to do the little shimmy shuffle that I used to do. But what he did, if you got to look where the goalkeeper was when he hit the ball, because he hit it straight to him, and it was a poor effort. But hey, it's one of those where you're glad he's missed the penalty in the game where it was all done and dusted and it was over. You know, and it didn't cost us. Post
match, we're pleased with the effort throughout the whole game. Even when they went 4-5-1 up and 6-1, they were looking to try and get another goal. So they never turned off at any time. And I think that's the proper way to show respect to a football team, although they might not want to lose 6. You're not going out there to undermine them or belittle them. We're going out there to do what we want to do, and that's play well. And we've got a lot of people who love the football club that want to be entertained, and I think they were entertained today. City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook.
Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.